Recorded Books and RB Digital present The First Cell and the Human Costs of Pursuing Cancer to the Last by Azra Raza. Narrated by Scheherazade Raza Priceler. A quote from Allama Iqbal. To Scheherazade.
Khurshid-e-Jahantab ki zau tere sharar mein. Abad hai ek taza jahan tere hunar mein.
The spark in you is a radiant sun. A new world lives in your talent. And to my siblings, Amra, Atiya, Tasneem, Javed, Sugra, and Abbas. In honor of what the G7 share, the deep love of each other and of Sayyid Ali Raza and Begum Zahir Fatma, and memories of the best of times at Gulistan-e-Raza, the secure, warm, and fun home in our beloved Karachi. A quote from Ghalib.
Kavish ka dil kare hai taqaza ki hai hanoz, nakhun pe qarz us girahe neem baz ka.
The heart demands greater exertion into inquiry, for yet our fingernails owe a debt to the half-undone knots. A quote from Rainer Maria Rilke. The work of the eyes is done. Go now and do the heart work on the images imprisoned within you. Prologue. Cancer and its discontents. In the early spring of 1998, my husband, Harvey Priceler, was diagnosed with cancer. The following year, we planned to take our 5-year-old daughter, Scheherazade, and my brother Javed's 2 children visiting from Pakistan, Musa and Bethul, 8 and 12, to San Francisco for a highly anticipated vacation. We had already postponed the trip twice before, but it could be delayed no longer. The children were eager, and given Harvey's disfiguring facial edema and the enlarging nodes, some form of aggressive treatment, sure to require us to stay put in the city for months, was now imminent. Before any of that happened, he felt strongly that the family needed to get out of the sweltering heat of Chicago for a vacation, even if just for a week. Our flight to San Francisco was on a bright, clear summer morning. Having arrived at the gate a good 90 minutes before our departure, we split up. Harvey sat down in the boarding area while I chased the children around O'Hare. We got something to eat at the food court and then returned to the gate. I was shocked by what I saw. Harvey sat looking dazed as streams of sweat poured from his body, making little puddles under his elbows on the armrests of the chair and under his knees on the floor. He was beet red. Tributaries of glistening perspiration filled the lines in his handsome face, making it appear startlingly young. He looked at me with hushed anxiety. I sent Bethul running for the nearest cafe to get me a handful of napkins. I dabbed Harvey's face and arms, wiping the chair and floor. There was no respite. The sweat came in torrential waves. His t-shirt and shorts were entirely soaked and dripping. The children stood around trying not to look, their faces ashen. It was a good 15 minutes before the deluge subsided. I walked to the gift shop and purchased a fresh pair of pants and shirt. Without saying a word, little 8-year-old Musa stepped forward, quietly took the package from me, and gently escorted a bewildered Harvey to the restroom. Being oncologists, both Harvey and I understood precisely what the sweating meant. Known as a B symptom, it is a well-recognized manifestation of many cancers, especially lymphomas, and it is not a good sign. B symptoms are associated with a more advanced, more aggressive disease with a poorer prognosis. I suggested we cancel the trip and return home, but Harvey, not willing to disappoint the children yet again, insisted on going ahead. The first 24 hours in San Francisco were filled with apprehension as we drove the children around the crooked street and the harbor, not knowing what to expect, fearing the worst. Nothing much happened. Harvey began to relax. Then, in the middle of the third night, I woke up with a start. Water dripped steadily on my face. Harvey's arm was arched over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?